issue in terms of Gadol Shimush Yosem Milimuta. So the Gadol Shimush Yosem Milimuta was kind of surprising because what could be more important than Talmud Torah? So we referenced Rabbi Kiv Eger, who referenced Tosis and Suvis on Yod Zayin. So Ilan, just remind us, what was the issue there? Oh, you didn't listen yet. Oh, that's not good. Okay, so the Gemara in Ksuvis and Daf Yud Zayin says Mevatlin Talmud Torah lo tzas hameisa achnasas hakala. So you mevatel Torah for those purposes. So Ksuvis Tosis and Ksuvis there says, so then why did Rabbi Kiva get in such trouble, right? Because Rabbi Kiva betchilas tashmishi, he says in front of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, right, he found a dead body and he carried it back to bury it. And they said that every step that he took was ki'ilu shafach damim. So Tosis is raising that as a question, is saying must be that they were upset because he was mevatel Torah for hotzas hames. And then the answer is no, that they weren't upset at him for that reason. They were upset because mes mitzakona mekomo, should have buried the body right then and there. So then the smack is quoted as second day in Tosos. Avi, you remember? Okay. So the smack says that it really was a bittul issue, because the Gemara says mevatlin Talmud Torah lo tzas hameisa achnasas kala, but you're not mevatel shimush haTorah, and it was tchilas tashmishi. He should have been around Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua. So I was trying to explain that, and I was trying to use that as a way of explaining our Gemara of gadol shimusha yoser milimuda. Like, why would that be true? So nothing is more important than Talmud Torah. But Shimush HaTorah, I said, is really a kim daraisa of Dveikos Bashem, right? Because the pasuk says, "Es Hashem Elokecha Tiru Abbas Tamidei Chabim." When it says "Vosid Bak," Halosh Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlahu, because Baruch Hu is a consuming fire. So how in the world are you going to be mizdabik bo? So it has to be Al Yidei Tamidei Chachamim. So Shimush Tamidei Chachamim is really, I think, a kim daraisa of Dveikos Bashem. So now you can maybe understand what we mean in terms of Gadol Shimusha Yosem Milimuta. That objectively, apples to apples, there's nothing more important than Talmud Torah. But in terms of a certain kind of Dveikos Bashem, you get that from being around the Talmud Chacham. V'haraya mevatlin Talmud Torah lo tzas hameisach nasas kala. You can stop learning, and again, this is an oversimplification, because it depends who it is and who the mace is and whatever it is. For tzas hameisach nasas kala, depends who else is there, etc. But you can't stop Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, because Dveikos Bashem trumps those, or at least it's equal to it. You wouldn't be mevatel it. So that's what I was trying to explain, that Hotzas HaMeis and Achnasas Kala are basically Chiyuvim of Gemilos Chasadim. So what's the Mechayiv of Gemilos Chasadim? On one level, it's Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. That's the Rambam Avel Yadalet Aleph. Now these things might be Dinim Derabanan, including the two that I just listed, but the kiyum deraisa v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. Another way of looking at it is that what's the nature of the din? Is that, well, we say that you have to do these things because it's v'alachta b'dracha, v'mahu rachum, avata rachum. So it's at least equal. That was the point. Is that you're maybe mevatel Talmud Torah for Otsas HaMeis and Achnas HaSkala, but you'd be mevatel Shimush HaTorah. That's what the smack is saying. And maybe Gadol Shimush HaYoser Milimuda is actually a reflection on the fact that Shimush Talmidei Chachamim could be a kiyum d'oraisa of Dveikos Bashem. And in terms of Dveikos Bashem, maybe the Shimush outstrips the Limud. But not in terms of objective importance, because that would literally be an impossibility. Okay, so that's the last thing that we said, Erev Shabbos. I'm really just trying to explain, otherwise what's a very difficult Gemara, Gadol Shimush Yosem Milimuta. But I think the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tosis Ksubis Yedzayinam and Beis issue is very important. From very important to very important. Here we go. This is a favorite Gemara of mine. Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak the Rav Nachman, my time alo asi mar the veik nishta, litzluye. Taking attendance at davening. Amar le lo yachelna, not up to it. Amar le lechanfi lamar asari velitzli. Do you want me to get a minion in your house? Amar le trichali milsa. It's too difficult for me. He's not really, really not feeling well. So vele male mar lishluche de tzibura, be'inna dematzi tzibura leisi velude. Do you want to be informed when the shul is davening? They didn't have email yet. Chora. So I'm like, my kulehai, what's the point? Why would it help? If I'm not going to be in the minyan, why would it help to daven when the tzibur is davening? So I'm like, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Menuchai, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Vanis filasi lecha Hashem esratzon, emasai esratzon, vishash et tzibur mispalin? Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Amar mehacha, kalamar Hashem, ebe esratzon anisicha. Rabbi Yachav, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehacha, Hein El Kabir, Velo Yimas. Kabir, Rashi says, Tfilas Harabim Lo Yimas, Uchsiv, Pada B'Shalom Nafshi, Mikravli, Kivirabim, Hayu Yimadim. There's a world of difference between the last two limudim and the first two limudim. Avi, what am I alluding to? The first two limudim are trying to justify a massive chiddush. The next two limudim are talking about something else entirely. Last two are saying, yeah, I mean, tfilas harabim is not nimas, you know, when you're davening with the tzibur. But what was the point of the Gemara initially? The chiddush was, Ephraim?
That, you know, davening at the same time that the tzibur also has...
Ah, that even if you're not in the tzibur, right, that nonetheless it has like a transformative impact on the whole city, hence, better to be davening when people are davening in the tzibur. I was trying to encourage, at a shul where I was assistant rabbi, people to come to daily minyan, I talked about how it transforms the whole community. I connected it with Parshas Vayera, I talked about Avram and Sdom. Why would the 10 tzaddikim, the minyan, be able to save the whole city? Creates a chalos in the community. Right? Eis ratzon. It changes even what's going on outside of the immediate minyan. That would be, you know, like critically important. So on the, you know, Pada v'shalom nafshi mikravli, kibri rabim hayu imadi, so the Gemara expands. Tana mihachi rabbi nasa nabim nain shikinesh baruch humbois v'tfilasim shal rabim. But again, that's the minyan itself. The Gemara started out in a more ambitious place, which is to say, even if you can't make it to the minyan, right, there's still a great value in davening, both when the tzibur is davening and where the tzibur is davening. Rabbeinu Yonah says that mefurash. That's the way he understands the Gemara. When and where? Davening in a shul, even when it's not the makom tzfila of the rabbim, meaning that there isn't the minyan there right now. When Rav Lichtenstein was sick a number of years ago, he only asked them to bring a minyan to his house on days with Kriyas HaTorah. Because he was choshesh. I never discussed it with him. I assumed that he was choshesh for Reb Chaim's view that Kriyas HaTorah is a chobas hayachid, not just a chobas hatzibur, that he was personally obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Obviously, you need a minyan for that. Just in terms of practical, you know, practically how this plays out. So Amar Shlakish, excuse me, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Osek B'Torah, Ovimilas Chatzadim, Omispali Matzibur. The Reb Kiva Eger points out here that the Girsa of the Rif is a person who's Matzoy B'Beis HaKnesses. So again, a little bit different. Matzoy B'Beis HaKnesses might be more ambitious than just Mispali Matzibur. It might be that he really is present, you know, in the B'Beis HaKnesses, like the Asara Batlanim, where the people who were there all the time to take care of Tzarech HaTzibur. But even if it was just the Girsa in our Gemara, I would say this is my goal for every TABC student. To be Osek Batara, Gemilas Chasadim, Mispali Matzibur. Dayeno. Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, Hakpadin Trila Batzibur, be successful. And that's basically it. Yeah, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Beis Knesses Biro, Beinu Nichlas Sam Mishpalel, Nikra Shachin Ra. So you're bad, not just, you know, it's not good for your davening, because you need a Tfilas HaRabim, but it's also Shachin Ra. You know that's Nifsak LaHalacha on the Rambam. It's Nifsak LaHalacha. He just quotes this line of Reish Lakish. Shenem Rakomar Hashem Al Kol Shechinai Rayayim Hanogim Benachla, Shri Hinchalti Es Ami Es Yisrael Velo Od, Ela Shigorim Galus Lolovanav, Shenem Ar, Tfilah B'Tzibur is very important. People don't sufficiently value Tfilah B'Tzibur, I have to say. And it has dimensions made out of the makom. Obviously, it enhances your tefillah and tefillah sarabim nishmas. But there's also, you know, part of it is being a shachin tov and being a member of the community. And you know, again, you know, it's just unfortunate that this isn't, you know, people have pressures and we should try to be, you know, Damakav's chus, but it's very important and it's linked to galus here. So, you know, you guys should internalize this and, you know, tefillah b'tzibur is just very, very important. Amalei the Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabi b'Vavel, Tamav Amar Laman Yerbi Mechem Yevenechem Al Adam Oksiv, right? It says in Perek Yud Aleph of Sefer Dvarim. That Arichas Yamim is limited to Eretz Yisrael, but L'chutz La'aretz Lo. So kivan da armile mikadmi mechashli veiknishta amar hainu da hanu lehu. Then Rabbi Yishuv and Levi Levane kadimu vechashichu v'ailu veiknishta ki hechi de terchi chaye. If you want a long life, then Rabbi Yishuv and Levi did live in Eretz Yisrael, so he would tell them to go to shul also. So there are basically two ways of understanding this Gemara. One of them is to say that living in Eretz Yisrael is chus, you know, leman yirbi yimeichu yimeichem al adama. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is chus, associated with that is arichas yamim. But there's another thing which is really important, which is basically Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash, Shachris Varvis accomplishes the same thing. What's the other way of learning Gemara? Exactly, right? The Haraya, the Gemara and Megillah, Asidin. Right, the Kabbalah Be'Eretz Yisrael. What would the explanation be? You got the Raya, so now what's the Hezber? Meaning that Eretz Yisrael is the Makom Hashchina. In a base Knesset and base Medrash is a Makom Hashchina. Yeah. I once used this Gemara to explain the Ramban's Hakdamah to Sefer Shmos. The Ramban in his Hakdamah to Sefer Shmos says something bizarre. He says the Sefer Geula, because you're going from Gullus to Geula, right? That's why it repeats at the beginning the names of the Yordei Mitzrayim. And he says Geula is defined by you have to be returned to Ma'ala Savosam. They have to return to the spiritual level of their ancestors. And they have to return to the Adama, the land of Israel. But if you look in the end of Sefer Shmos, you know where they are? You know, if you look in Sefer Vayikra, you know where they are? You know, if you look in Sefer Bamidbar, you know where they are? You know, if you look in Sefer Dvarim, you know where they are? Yeah, so you're still not in Israel. Yeah, so how do you learn that they're back in it? It's Sefer Yeshua, they get to Israel. So it could be that, right, the Mishkan Gufa becomes the, you know, and he may even allude to that when he says, you know, the Malas Avosam, sort of the spiritual proximity of the Mishkan, is like a traveling, you know, din of Eretz Yisrael. So this Gemara is of a piece with that, of that. Do you mention this Gemara, or it was just, okay, yeah, you can mention it.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned this Gemara, but we were talking about Aliyah. And we asked you why you didn't make Aliyah. And you said you're holding for dear life onto that Gemara.
Oh, yeah. For dear life. Yeah. Let's hope it's the second pshat, not the first, right? Okay. So, Amar Bacha, Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, Asri Adam, Shamei, Ali, Lishkar, Al Dalsos, Ayom, Yom, Lishmar, Mizrzos, Pischi, Ksiv, Basrei, Kimotzi, Matzachayim. What does it mean? Amar Bchis, Al Olam, Ikadeh, Sadam, Shnei Psachim, Beis HaKnesses, Shnei Psachim, Salgadaitach, that there have to be two doors. So, not sure there actually are two doors. But Ela'ema, Shir Shnei Psachim, Bachar Kachis Pal. So Rashi says, you're not supposed to sit by the exit because it looks like you can't wait to get out of there. Let me beat traffic. It's not such a good image. That would be one point of view. Rabbi Yonah, by the way, says this, you're Makom Kavua. If they put you in the bleachers, it's not your fault. They put you in the bleachers. The guy who's running high holiday seating, he put you in the bleachers. He gave you the seat near the door, so this Gemara doesn't apply. He says, even if you hold like Rashi, like Rambam, it sounds like it's a geographic issue. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Rush who says that it's not a geographic issue, it's that you should wait. You should wait the amount of time, Shir Shnei Psachim, before you start davening to get settled. So you shouldn't start davening right away. Miyad, it's an issue of Kavana. Azosis palakol chasid elecha le'es mitzo. I'm Rabbi Chanina le'es mitzo zo isha. You should daven for a good wife. Shnei matzi isha matzo tov. B'marav in Israel, if they were clever, kinasav in Ashitisa, Amrilai, they would say to him, Hachi, Matza or Motze, either Matza, Dechsev, Matzi, Isha, Matzu, Tov, Yavik, Ritzon, Me'ashem, Motze, Dechsev, Motze, Ani, Mar, Mivave, Ses, Ha'isha. So that's sort of, you know, holding his feet to the fire. Is she a Matza or a Motze? Is she a Matza, meaning Tov, or is she a Motze, is she worse than death? Rabbi Nasan Amar, that's not a compliment, Le'es Mitzo, Zo Torah, Shenemar, Kibotzi, Matzu, Chaim. If Nachum Yitz Chamer leis mitzvah zo misa, you should daven for a good death. Shenemar lamavis totzos and gematria. You got the two tufts, that's 800 right there. The two vavs, that's 12 combined. Another 90, so that's 902 plus one. That's 903. I should let you do that one. Sorry, that's Hasagas Kabul. Shenemar lamavis totzos and gematria hachi avukasha b'kul and askara. Nicha Shabakula Nishika. Ilan, who famously died of Askara? Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died of Askara. They got the worst death on the planet. So what's Askara like? Askara dami kechizra begavava da amra. It's like trying to get a thorn out of wool without cutting it. Delachori nish. Ravika da amri kifaturi befi veshet. To take navel cords and pull them through somebody's esophagus. Doesn't sound fun. Nishika damya ke mishchal benisa michalba. It's like just it's like pulling a little piece of string out of milk. It's smooth. Imagine pulling a navel cord through somebody's esophagus. It would probably cause a lot of collateral damage, just like tearing their esophagus. And just imagine taking like a little thread or hair out of milk. You never had to do it, just it goes out. Very smooth. Okay, anyway. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Leis Mitzozo Kvur, you should die for a good burial. It's true. Amar Chanina Maikra, Smechim Elagil Yasisu Kimitsu Kever. Then everybody comes to Kever. There's a bracha that was niskan for a kever, I seem to recall. Avi? Remember Hatov Ametiv?
Oh.
They got buried? Right, yeah. Okay. All right. The Yisrael says, Kvam Rabbi Chanina Maikra, Smechim Lagil Yisizikim Tzu Kever, Amar Abba Rav Shila, Hanna Damiyinshi, Vibayin Ishrachmi, Afilu Adzibula Basraisa Shalma. You should continue to daven so that even the last clump of dirt that they heap on your grave will go well. It's a somewhat grisly tefillah, but it's important. Marzitra Amar Leis Mitzoza Beis HaKise. Imi Be Marava Hadam Marzitra Azdifa Michulhu. Everybody's got their priorities. Amar Le Rava Le Rafam Bar Papa Le Malan Mar Mehani Milim Mel Yasad Amar Mishmei De Rav Chista Mevili Devei Knishta. Amar Le Hachi Amar Rav Chista Maitech Sevoya Vashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkinos Yaakov. Oy vashem sharem tzion ve alach yosim bas ekneses ve batim trashos hanu dam rabbi chia baram mishmei deula miyom shachar beis hamikdash en lekadosh baruch hu v'olam al arba amish alacha belvad. And the kadosh baruch hu was only present in the space of learning, then that's where you'd have to daven. Am rabaya mireisha v'garisna besoch beisa u'matzlinu v'eknishta kevan deshmad al hadam rabbi chia baram mishmei deula miyom shachar beis hamikdash en lekadosh baruch hu v'olam al arba amish alacha belvad lo hava matzlina al heicha degarisna. So the Rambam says that he was still davening with a minion, but Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that he wasn't davening with a minion at all. And that is how Rabbeinu Yonah learns. Rabbeinu Yonah says, yeah, if you're going to walk to shul, so you might as well walk to the Beis Medrash. But you're the kind of guy that's not going to walk to shul anyway. If the option is staying at home and learning, so don't waste the time to go to a minyan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really matsui in your place of learning. So generally not our practice. We generally try to encourage people to daven b'tzibur, even if Torah so umnuso. That's largely based on the sheet of the Rosh, Torah l'chud, Tefillah l'chud. But you should know that it is an issue in the Rishonim. Rabami Verbasi, Avagav Dehavalu Tzleiser Beknishta B'Teveria, Lomatzlu Elabeni Amudi Hecha Dehavu Garsi. So again, they didn't go to the 13 shuls of Tiberias. Either they daven their base medrash with a minyan, that would be the Rambam, or perhaps, according to other Rishonim, it would mean that they were compromising on Tefillah B'Tzibur, but for the sake of davening, where they learned. So again, you could say that was an issue of Bittul Torah, but we tried to frame it. Dafka, it's the Rambam who says that they weren't sacrificing Tefillah B'Tzibur, but the other way to frame it is in terms of Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvah Hei, is that there's a special keem of Avodas Hashem if you combine davening and learning. So that was, remember, the Rav thought Birchas HaTorah was a Bechol Yom Vayom Kiyom Daraisa Avodas Hashem of Shiluv, of combination of Torah and Tefillah. Amar Michia Barab Mishmei De'ula Gadol Hanehane Miyigio Miyigias Kapo Yosem Miyari Shemayim Yigla B'Yosher B'Ksiv Ashri Yishireyes Hashem Bilu Gabi Nene Miyigia Ksiv Yigia Kapecha Kisochel Ashrecha V'Tovach Ashrecha Be'Olam Hazah Tovlach Olam Haba Lagabi Yari Shemayim V'Tovlach Lo Ksiv Be. So again, Shira Malos Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem Olech B'Drachav. So again, Ashrei Yishirei Hashem, person who's Yirei Hashem is Ashrei, but Yigia Kapecha Kisochel Ashrecha V'Tovlach. So person who works for a living is somebody that Chazal admired greatly. This Gemara, yeah, go ahead.
The same Rambam person is quoted by Pasuk.
Right. So again, assume that you were working for that pas melech. Even that wasn't free. Yeah, so the Rambam quotes this lehalacha. The Rambam thinks this Gemara is normative. He paskins in the Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah that it's awesome. The Rambam says pretty much the worst thing a person could do is to learn Torah and to be misparnis from netzdaka. The Rambam says about that person, Harei zeh mechalel es Hashem, umevaze es haTorah, umechabe or hadas. It's a chilul Hashem, a bizui haTorah, and an extinguishing the flame of religion. It's pretty frightening. Vigorim ra la'atzmo. So it's very important, you know, very important to have a job of some kind. I think the Gemara says, "Pshod nevelasa b'shuk v'al titzarech labrius." Masei shabas ha'chol v'al titzarech labrius. So it's important to work. Now, if you have a benefactor who's willing to support you, you know, then it's maybe it's something of a different story. You still would probably be subject to this Gemara, but at least you wouldn't be subject to the admonition of the Rambam because you're not misparnes mina tzedakah, because you have you're not taking from the community fund. So that's a very important point of distinction. That's why you can have Yisachar and Zvulun, because Zvulun, willfully agreed to it. He wasn't extorted, into giving Yisachar the money. So it has to be an agreement. So it's really a very important principle. You know, society has a responsibility to support Talmidei Chachamim and to allow people with extraordinary potential to reach that potential. You know, we'd be a lot better off as a community if people understood that. But you can't have a society where you're tuning Echad le'elef, elef le'echad. You know, that's the point. You know, that you have to identify and have a means of identification of people who could be Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Aaron Cutler and, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you know, and identify these people and do everything in your power to make sure that, you know, they can stay in the world of learning and not, you know, have to give up because, you know, they don't have money. So, the whole ma'rechet, when you turn one into 1,000, it's not just that it's the Chil Hashem and Mubaz HaSatar Mechava or Adas, but, you know, the most unforgivable aspect of it is the fact that when you make it available, quote unquote, to everybody, then the problem. When you make it available to everybody, so then you never know, because then maybe somebody's not getting it, you know, who really should, because you're not actually targeting those people. So again, there's a lot to think about here in terms of this Gemara. This is one of the central Gemaras in Shas, in addition to Brachos Daf Lamed Hey, that really governs our perspective about, Yafa Talmud Torah Sheishim Aderech Eretz, V'chol Talmud Torah Sheinim HaMelacha, Asofa B'Telo V'Goreres Avon. Amar Bichia Baram Mishpeit U'ol, Olam Yidur Adam Makom Rabo, Shikos Man Sheshimi Ben Gera Kayim, Lo Nasa Shlomo Es Bas Paro. V'atane Al Yidur, Lo Kashya Hadiki Yiflei, Hadilu Chayiflei. Basically, if you're willing to listen to your Rebbe, so then you should live near your Rebbe because he'll keep you on the straight and narrow. If you're not willing to listen to your Rebbe, then better not to live near your Rebbe because, as Rashi explains here, mutav shiushogigin v'aliyu mezidin. So I thought that was really nice the way that it worked out. Does anybody know where the Rambam quotes this halacha, mutav shiushogigin v'aliyu mezidin?
Oh, yeah. By telling women about
Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Nice. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim says it really worked out well for us in terms of this Gemara. So the Rambam says, you know, people who don't realize Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, even though, by the way, that's a big chiddush, because that's the Din D'Oraisa, according to the Rambam. And even with the Din D'Oraisa, the Rambam says, Mutav Shu Shogigin, V'alihu Mezidin. So that was a whole clause celeb there in the Rambam. Okay. We'll hold it up there.